Down, down, down. That's direction of foreclosures in South Florida. With that story and more from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, here's Phil Latzman.
Thanks, Wanda. And that is obviously good news for the region's recovering housing market. According to the research firm RealtyTrack, the number of homes involved in some sort of foreclosure action during the month of October in Broward, Miami-Dade, and Palm Beach counties combined totaled about 8,700. That, though, is down about 25% from September. Still high, though. The total includes homes receiving default notices, dates to be auctioned, or that were seized by the bank. All is not bright in the Sunshine State. However, overall, Florida has the worst foreclosure rate in the nation for a second straight month. Nevada is second, and Illinois is third. Governor Rick Scott says he is putting Florida's top elections official in charge of finding out why some counties had long lines and ballot counting delays in this year's voting. Scott said yesterday Secretary of State Ken Detzner has already begun meeting with county supervisors of election to discuss ways to improve. The governor noted that most of Florida's 67 counties did not have problems. He said that Detzner will focus on the counties that did, notably Broward, Miami-Dade, and Palm Beach, with delays in reporting results, and St. Lucie County, which retabulated its results several days after the November 6th election. Daniel Smith is a professor at the University of Florida and an election expert on election data. He says the state's new voting laws, which cut early voting days from 14 to 8, limited voter participation among minorities, especially here in South Florida.
It's quite clear that the length of the ballot did not lead to longer wait times. What led to greater wait times was the undercapacity in certain early voting centers, which were predominantly in minority areas.
Governor Scott also urged lawmakers to review election laws to determine if more changes are needed. A woman accused of fraud has been running an assisted living facility from her home while on house arrest. Tiffany Gordon was accused last year of frauding Miami's cash-strapped public hospital Jackson Memorial out of more than $80,000. Gordon was part owner and administrator of Intraqual Premier ALF and the person most involved in the day-to-day operations of the facility. Carol Marvin Miller has been covering the issue for the Miami Herald. She says Florida health regulators use the honor code to police assisted living facilities.
Under Florida law, if you own or operate an ALF, you are supposed to notify the state when one of your employees has been charged with a particular kind of crime, such as a fraud or abusing the elderly. The problem here is that Ms. Gordon both owns and operates the ALF, and the State Agency for Healthcare Administration was never notified that she had been charged with these alleged frauds.
Gordon continues to run the facility from her home. Since the Miami Herald started looking into this story, the State Agency for Healthcare Administration, or ACA, has filed an administrative complaint against Intraqual Premier in order to revoke the ALF's license. Gordon has 21 days to respond to that complaint. In sports, the Clippers too much for the Heat last night in Los Angeles. They beat Miami 107-100 on the fourth stop of their six-game road trip. LeBron James scored 30 in a losing cause. Playing with a sprained foot, Dwayne Wade held it just six. The Heat plays in Denver tonight. From the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.